I'd like to extend a welcome to everyone here this morning. This is the First United Methodist Church, where we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you for being here and hope that you experience God's presence here today. I'm Cliff Soppe, the lay speaker for the First United, Methodist Church. Pastor Eric is on his way back, probably right now as we speak, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where Three Men and a Melody were in concert this weekend. So he was in concert this weekend, and he should be on his way back at this time. Ushers, if you have not passed out the registration pads, please do so at this time. Make sure that everyone, especially visitors, put their names, addresses, telephone numbers down so that we can thank you for attending our worship service. You have a number of inserts in your bulletin today. This will be the last week in which we'll be asking you to fill out the sheet requesting the information on phone numbers and addresses and names and so forth. And it's very important to us, especially to the pastor and to the Care and Ministries team, as to your birth date, including your year. So for you that did not do that before, when there was a couple of you that did not fill that in, you'll probably be getting phone calls. If you've already filled this out, of course, you don't need to do so. But if you haven't done so, this is the last Sunday we'll be asking. And from now on, we'll be making phone calls to get ready to prepare a directory. I was asked also to announce that as you go down the stairs, down at the bottom of near the first landing there on the right-hand side, youth have there's a sign-up sheet for youth for treats, snacks that they have at their Ignite service, and that has not been filled in for the next few weeks. So we need to have someone or a number of you to go down and sign your name to bring snacks. They have between 20 and 25 each Sunday night, and it's just a blessing that we have that many youth with us and at this time. And so we just ask that you, someone along the way, just fill in and bring some snacks and for them to have. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday, you're asked to bring a cross, and that is special to you. This will be brought to the altar during the prelude and will be left on the altar through Easter morning. Make sure that you put your name on it so that it's not mixed up with someone else's. The following week, we will not have Maundy Thursday service this year. We will be having a Good Friday service, and that'll be at 7 o'clock on March the 21st. Our Easter morning schedule is on the 23rd. It's sunrise service at 6:30 out at the Overlook, followed by men's breakfast. United Methodist men will be putting on a breakfast for everyone in the fellowship hall. The Easter celebration worship services will be at the same time as will Sunday school. And following that will be our Easter egg hunt. It'll be after the second service this year, be our annual Easter egg hunt. Another announcement is that Circle A will host the fourth Sunday meal, and it will be hosted on the fifth Sunday. So the fourth Sunday meal this month, will be on the fifth Sunday. And of course, the reason for that is the fourth Sunday is Easter Sunday. So Circle A will be hosting that, and we'd ask that you buy your tickets from anyone from Circle A. It's $5 a person or $15 for family, or to call the office for reservations. The Lutheran Church will be hosting a cantata this year, and your opportunity to go see that would be at 3 o'clock on next Sunday afternoon on Palm Sunday. The cantata is Here Is Love, and I'll be mentioning that a little bit further on.